Jason. Rob Martier worked his way down into the studio.
His Friday appearance.
Yeah, it's funny. We never see Rob Martier Monday through Thursday or even before 5 o'clock on a Friday. And then, boom, right here.
Funny how it works.
It's true.
It is true.
It's like the warden in Shawshank. He just comes around about once a week. That's why I'm trying to chip through the wall.
All right. Okay. It's so true. Here we go.
The top five at five on the Ro Khan Show. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Ro Khan Show. Let's go.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Jeb Bush's favorite Bush is now going to take a visible role in his campaign. That's a direct quote, by the way, before we start to encounter the hate mail. It's his mom, Barbara.
Oh, Barbara.
Remember, she was the one that said that Jeb was the smart Bush? Remember? Mm-hmm. This is a smart one. Shouldn't have been you, George.
And we never thought W would really amount to that.
It turned out it was George. All right, so now in a new video and a handwritten letter, because she's from that generation where you write a handwritten letter, where you wear your pearls.
Yeah, sure. She's got the drawer with the stationery right there.
Writing desk.
Yeah, she's lovely. I really like her.
Is the now you get to, she wants you to vote for her second eldest son, making her first public appearance on behalf of his campaign.
Jeb has been a very good father, a wonderful son, a hard worker. His heart is big. When push comes to shove, people are going to realize Jeb has real solutions rather than talking about how popular they are, how great they are. He's doing it because he sees a huge need and it's not being filled by anybody. Of all the people running, he seems to be the one who could solve the problems. I think he'll be a great president.
Okay, now, this is what I want to see happen here. I think it's very nice, it's very sweet, and she always was an interesting character.
Absolutely.
On the landscape.
Spoke her mind. Yeah.
Very interesting first lady. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when George H.W. Bush was the vice president of the United States, and we're like, why is his mother up on stage with him? And it was her, because she had the flock of white hair.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And but she turned into being a very stoic, interesting character. Now, what I need her to do right now is to go out and start on the campaign trail. Maybe, you know, I know she's older, and I'm sure that, you know, she doesn't have the stamina to do a lot of this. Mm. But once a week, make a campaign appearance in which she talks about, she takes a shot directly at Trump, Trump can then shoot back at her.
Oh, my God.
And you know that wouldn't matter. But, you know, it's funny because he's enlisting his family now. Jeb Bush hasn't been doing so well in the polls, and now he's hoping his family can kind of help out, remind that he's human and all these things about him.
Well, don't you think, too, it's just by association kind of challenging Donald Trump? He talks a lot about how his wife would be the greatest first lady, and you see his kids on his TV shows. He talks a lot about family stuff, but there are children of him that we never see. You know, with a couple of them wanted to be in the public eye, but he doesn't really bring his family around that much. So it's sort of like, you know, it's almost like a shot across the bow saying, well, are you, let's see your family values, pal.
Well, I think part of this, too, is the Bush weariness factor. There was some concern that running as a Bush was a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, Bush Clinton, and what are you going to do again, and blah, 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 blah. And that people didn't want to go back to the W years, and that would be... So he's kind of running against his own brand in some respects.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an incredibly qualified guy. I mean, there's two people in this race that could do this job, I think, which is the hardest job in the world, no question. Mm-hmm. And Putin has it easy because he just kills people and he moves on, despite what Donald Trump says, he's a great man. What I would love to see is Jeb Bush versus John Kasich. You know, as two executive types debating on policy and all that. Instead, we got the freak show.
We got the circus, right?
Yeah.
Well, and somehow Trump getting Palin to back him will be a boost in the polls bigger than Barbara backing him.
Yeah. Well, there's no question.
You know,
there's
it's
no
like
question. There's people out there just
happen.
They don't care. They just want to blow the whole damn thing up.
When Sarah Palin took the stage, it looked like something out of the Country Music Awards or something, where they're honoring Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton or something.
It did.
Hopey clingy tingy bingy bungy dingy, and everyone said he's like standing there moving.
Yeah, he didn't look comfortable either.
Hee haw.
That's all
Yeehaw!
I can
do.
Yeehaw. Yeah, that's what it was.
She needed the hat with the price tag hanging
off. Yes, exactly.
Of it.
Pearl. What is it? What was that woman's name?
Pearl, I thought it was.
Yeah. Pearl Bailey?
No, Pearl Bailey. Pearl Bailey.
Pearl.
Mama Pearl, whatever.
Pearl.
Yeah. Anyway.
Pearl the Pearl.
Mini Pearl.
Mini Pearl. There you go.
Number four.
Get me out of this. Donald Trump has responded to the National Review article. It's actually an entire magazine dedicated, essentially, written by over a dozen conservative stalwarts, let's call them.
Glenn Beck and, I mean, top high-profile conservatives saying they want no part of Donald Trump.
Right, and they came out really strong against him. Now, but he bragged about how conservatives and establishment types are calling him and saying, no, that's not true. We love you.
I want to be honest. I have received so many phone calls from people that you would call establishment, from people, generally speaking, conservatives, Republicans, that want to come onto our team. The polls have just come out, as you saw in Iowa, where I'm up by 11 points. Another one came up where I'm up by 10 points. And you look at New Hampshire, you look at South Carolina, you look at Florida, where I have 48 points. I'm way up in every poll. So we are getting calls from everybody that it's actually amazing. I'm actually surprised.
I feel, unfortunately, that's true, though.
There's
a lot of people looking for jobs right now. And he doesn't have anybody. You know, it's not like when the Bushes came in, right? They had all the people from the Bush 1 and Reagan administration that they knew that they sort of brought along, and people who worked with them. And then, you know, the younger types in a White House that have, you know, grown through the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Trump going to appoint? You know, there's a gazillion appointments that presidents make.
Oh,
right.
Right.
Where does he draw from? own life?
Well, and think about the guys. Think about the pirates he would draw from. Mm-hmm. Think about that for just a second.
Yeah.
These guys, these other business guys that he's worked with, or deals that, you know, maybe he owes a little something on something because something didn't go exactly quite right.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It would be just such a circus. Judge Judy on the Supreme Court, all kinds of madness.
Celebrity Apprentice. There are a lot of candidates there. They could run some departments.
Omarosa gets Health and Human Services.
Oh,
wait, there's more.
Look, the National Review is a dying paper. It's got its circulation's way down. Not very many people read it anymore. I mean, people don't even think about the National Review. So I guess they want to get a little publicity. But, you know, that's a dying paper. It's pretty much, I got to tell you, Dave, pretty much of a dead paper.
A magazine, but whatever, right. I get it.
He's never had a critic who's any good at anything he's ever done. It doesn't matter who it is.
Instantaneously trash.
Not a very good pope. He's a subpar pope.
Right.
He's no John 23, I'll tell you that. No matter who it is, they immediately are relegated to not being good at what they do.
Right. That's remember fantastic. McCain, not a hero. Not a hero.
For soldiers that don't get caught.
All right.
Checking in at
number three.
X-Files returns to TV on Sunday. Ran for 9 seasons, you know, on Fox. Now it's back with a run of 6 episodes. It's a mini arc, they call these now.
Okay.
David Duchovny says it will explore the same themes because who needs to reinvent that show?
We fool ourselves into thinking that we're new and that everything has changed and we live in a new world, blah, blah, blah. We don't. Human nature remains the same and our capacity for wonder remains the same. And then we have the same questions about life, death, God, eternity, aliens. It never stops. And it doesn't matter how many effing cell phones you have or how great that iPad is. It's still human nature. Nothing changes. For me, to play a character 13 years later, who gets a chance to do that? Like, they have to replace Bond. He doesn't get to come back and do it when you get older. Yeah, eventually, there's a new, younger Bond.
Yeah, tell it to Sean Connery, pal. Who is that punk?
As I was telling Sylvester Stallone and Harrison Ford, nobody ever gets to recreate a character from here. But he makes a good point. You don't see that a lot on television unless it's like a hokey reunion show.
Right.
And this is like, no, they're really going to do stuff that's faithful. Chris Carter, the creator. Is involved. So.
Seems like it's going to be pretty good. And speaking, by the way, of reunions, that it turns out that so-called Friends reunion that was going to occur, not going to occur at all.
No,
what? That is just the Friends cast, and mostly independently, is going to appear on a television special dedicated to James Burrows. Jim Burrows, the famed director and producer of sitcoms, from Cheers to, you know, all kinds of great stuff that James Burrows has done. And James Burrows did help launch with the production team of friends of Marta Kaufman and the rest of those people, that he was part of that team that launched that show into eternity, and they're just coming back to sing the praises.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're not gonna be, but they're not going to be in character at Central Perk or anything like that. They're just going to be.
He says it's kind of a buzzkill. Matthew Perry just told everybody.
And Matthew Perry, by the way, will not appear at all because he's
in London
in rehearsal for a play in London. Can't make it.
Okay.
That used to be in the 70s. That was a dodge for rehab.
Yeah, that's because it's not like like those private jets that could whisk you back, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. And I'm sure NBC would pay for that, but no.
No, no, no.
Rehearsal for a play.
All right. West End. Checking in at
number two.
The adult film world has descended on Las Vegas for the Adult Entertainment Expo, and our own Brian Altheimer was out there. He was able to, he went on his own dime. He was able to talk to these adult entertainers, Allison Tyler, Cleo Valentine.
Oh, Cleo.
Oh, I love her.
So they did get a reunion, those two.
Yeah.
Unlike the friends.
Okay. You guys do know who Cleo Valentine? Okay.
And Abby Rain.
Oh!
Yes. Abby.
Wow, the big three.
I don't know any of these people.
Abby Rain, I loved it. It's Always Wet, 1 through 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Best films of the year. The industry gave their thoughts on being at, in Las Vegas and actually out of the valley.
To be able to meet people in person that support me and are members of my website is awesome. It's very special.
I always have a great time getting to meet all the people who tweet at me and supports me.
I have gotten a lot of couples actually coming up. I tend to have a lot of fun talking to them.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
She was wonderful, and there was Star Wars, The Force Awakens, The Hateful Eight, All Get Together.
Right.
All those wonderful movies.
Yeah.
So good.
Think of the people watching there, though. I mean, I'm sure Brian's having a great old time.
Room for one more. I love when they take the titles of the mainstream movies.
Twist it just a little bit.
Mad Max Fury Road. Okay, so stop it.
All right, and finally, look at that, rushing
number
through this.
Number one.
Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all to all praise through the God. The
saga. Now, Martin Shkreli, remember him? He was the guy that had he owned the drug company and jacked up the price of the life-saving drug by all that money, and now he's been indicted by the federal government on unrelated charges. Mm-hmm. Well, he owns the Wu-Tang Clan's one album that they made, which it was their final album. They made it privately. They pressed one vinyl album of it, and then put it up for auction, and this dude bought it.
For like a million or something?
It was a couple million, I thought it was. Yep. Yeah, it was like $2 million.
Oh, I want someone to spill coffee on this.
And what happened, though, here's according to Wu-Tang Clan member Ghostface Killa, that's with an H, by the way, says that Shkreli does not deserve this album. Does not. So Ghostface and Wu-affiliated rapper Killa Priest were in L.A. when TMZ asked about the FBI arrest of Shkreli and what should happen to the album.
Yeah, shit had brought it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, no, he's like this. Nah, because, you don't take some AIDS pill that you have for, $7 and then make it $800.
Yeah, that's what
you know what I mean? You don't do that like that. I don't care if you brought the Wu-Tang, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But on that note,
you don't like Martin.
I don't even know.
Are you cool with Martin Shkreli keeping the CD, or would you like him to?
I mean, it's out of my hands, man. You know what I mean? It's whatever. It's out of, I don't know about it.
Who would you like the owner to be?
Well, the owner, the people.
Mm-hmm. The people.
Of course.
People should know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They should be on Fox and Friends. Mm-hmm. Like filling in for Steve Doocy as Ghostface Killa.
Ghostface.
Right. Got a lot to say.
Right now. Our own Killa right here is Violetta Podramatic. And she's got the WGN Travel Spots brought to you by Comet.